when you hear, Grant, when you're playing a team like Tennessee Tech, you hear that they're bringing back all 11 starters. On the
21
side.
Total, right?
Yeah, 21 total. What's going through your mind when you hear that?
And the last team we faced that brought back that many stars, it was you and I.
Really?
You know, the veterans, you know, they play a major role in sports. But, you know, like I said, this is a challenge, and we're looking forward to it. And everyone has to get the job done. Everyone has to come together. We have to be a tight unit to win this game.
You mentioned the UNI game. Is that something that the coaches are reminding you guys of, or is it more like players like yourself that were there that are reminding some of the younger guys of what took place and making it so you don't overlook a team?
Yeah, it's just something in my memory. You know, I remember all those guys having starters, and, you know, they came in there confident. You know, most teams, you know, tend to come in, you know, thinking too much. Those guys came in with a plan, and they wanted to get it done. So same as with us, you know. And every single game counts. You know, this first game counts just as the last game count. Only how we can get to the Big Ten championship is by winning every game.
Now, it was revealed today that Micah is going to be returning punts for you guys. Mm. What does he do when he's back there? What is he capable of?
Well, the past season, he's touched the ball maybe three, four times, and he scored on, you know, every single time he touches. So I'm looking forward to blocking for him, first of all. Hopefully I get my job done to give him a opportunity to put in the end zone for us.
And just a couple other guys, Jordan, Coach Ferentz today was talking about how he's had a really good camp. What have you noticed out of him that's maybe different from years past?
Who's that again?
Jordan Bernstein.
Jordan Bernstein, yeah. Speaking on Jordan Bernstein, you know, dating all the way back to the spring, even to now, he's been busting his butt. And it's pain for him to be still second team, but the only thing we can say as teammates is just keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing, because the coaches are seeing it, and the coaches see everything that you do. And as well as Jordan Bernstein, you know, Bruce Davis. Mm-hmm. Bruce Davis is a guy who's very vocal. He can move. He has great footwork and make tackles. And he's been playing on special teams his whole career. And he's a guy we're looking forward to definitely helping us out.
Now, with this defense, who is, I guess, kind of like that vocal guy, the one that's, you know, leading the huddle, leading the charge when you guys take the field?
You know, it's usually based on the personnel. With the DBs, you have me.
Yep.
With the linebackers, it's usually, you know, sometimes James Morris, mostly Bruce Davis, and then Mike Daniels. But as a group, we all the other seniors try to speak up. Say, hey, keep the tempo up, keep moving, keep running, and make sure you guys stay on your assignments.